We're going to take it to the phone lines on the topic of the hour.
602-805-0101.
Are you team cashier or you team customer? All popped off at a Little Caesars Pizza. Mom comes in with baby in tow. Baby's hungry. Mama's really hungry. I mean, she's in Little Caesars Pizza.
Right.
And she's 60 cents short. All right. So picture this, mamas. You're 60 cents short. That's all you have. Do you expect the cashier to let it slide? For the pizza, for you and your kid, it's crying. The video's out. You can hear the baby crying. Well, the cashier's like, sorry, ma'am, I can't help you. You need your 60 cents short. I can't give you the pizza. Oh, a whole scene blows up. The customer's recording her, putting it on socials. It's gone viral. Do you think the cashier should have let it slide for 60 cents and give her the pizza? Or it's not the cashier's situation, not their problems, not their money. This is, you know, the pizza's the owner's money. You just can't be hanging out and hooking up people that are 60 cents short, a dollar short, a dollar 50 short. You might get fired. Mm-hmm. So which team do you side on? Sienna?
I am so torn hearing this story because I see absolutely both sides. I actually used to be a cashier at the D-backs team shop, and there was one time I got written up, and now it is a lot different than 60 cents. I got written up for $38 missing.
Okay.
Hold on.
So
that's called robbery.
I still remember.
It's a full shirt.
It's a heist.
I remember this guy gave me a $100 bill, and we get so many customers, but I remember a guy gave me a $100 bill that day, and I was like, I know it's him that I messed up on. But anyway, so I just know the repercussions of the behind the scenes as the employee of what can happen. And again, I know it's 60 cents, but you never know the situation of what their boss is like, what they are as a worker. But then on the other side, you have a mom with a child, and maybe she's just getting by and she's like, I just need this food for my kid. So the empathetic part of me wants to say the mom. So in this case, the customer.
I'm team customer. Kids involved, 60 cents. What are we doing, man?
Of course
you
would.
It's 60 cents. Come on, man.
Now, I hate going against the grain. I have to go team cashier. This is not how the world works. This is not a negotiation. If you don't have the money, you can't buy that item. Now, I will say, if it's like a penny, a dime, or a nickel, that's different. But you're talking about two quarters and a dime.
That's
a completely different weight.
It's
now,
60 cents.
I know.
Man.
And I bet you a lot of people are like, you just have to choose this side for, you know, the radio purposes. No, unfortunately, this is honestly how I feel. And I hate it because, like, everything that Sienna said, to not include the human element of it is very difficult. But at the same time, 60 cents is not 1 cent or 5 cents or 10 cents. You know, if you don't have it, you don't have it.
God,
with all just, due respect.
With
you
no
know?
Due respect.
If
wow.
you don't have it, Joe, you can't go through like a drive through and just negotiate with the cashier. That's not how life works.
I know, but I feel like in life right now, what we're going through, there's a lack of empathy going on in the world. So if someone came in, you could tell it's a mom and baby on the hip and they're crying and they're hungry, 60 cents. You can't. Can I hold on right there? Talk to your manager. Hey, this is the situation. You got to make a life call at this point. 60 cents is not going to break you. I just don't think it's going to break you. That's just my opinion. Ask the manager. Like, I'll be right back. Do something. And yeah. If you look at the video, she was kind of rude about it.
Mm-hmm.
At least have the conversation. Lean in and be like, hun, I can't. You know, they have a strict policy. She was really rude about it. I'm just saying at the end of the day, it was 60 cents, man.
Joey, yeah. I'm team customer if it was me. If it was me personally. But I have to, in this regard, only because she got out her phone and started filming and started making it a scene. You didn't even give that window of opportunity for empathy.
Listen, and we all agree to this. We don't agree a lot on this show. Customer service is horrible nowadays.
Horrible. Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
I hate it.
And again, this was bad customer service. I think there should be more training with these people. You could have, let me speak to the manager.
Right.
Or, you know, karma goes a long way. Like, I got you. And then tell your manager, hey, you're going to come up 60 cents short on this drawer. Take it out of my pay. It's 60 cents. It's going to be rewarded to you in life. That's just my opinion. So I'm team customer. What are your thoughts about this? If you were a cashier, if you were put in that situation, have you ever been put in that situation and maybe they blessed you with the 60 cents or a free meal? I've seen some amazing things online where people like, don't worry about it. I got it.
Yeah.
Like, what else do you need? Mm-hmm. I've seen those stories and they're so awesome. But it's gone viral, man. And it's split down the middle. If you read the comments on the socials, everyone is like, it's literally split down the middle, customer or cashier.
Yeah, this one, I had to really think about it. I was kind of on both sides. But at the end of the day, to choose a side, I think I would go with the customer. And then Little Caesars is a corporation. So it's like, are they really going to, you know, live and die by those 60 cents?
Them specifically? Yes. Little Caesars, yes.